Microphones for broadcast production undergo a large amount of stress during their working life. They're packed in and out of bags, tugged, pulled, and in some cases exposed to extreme conditions in the name of capturing the perfect take.
Indeed, and whatever production you're working on, you need a reliable microphone system that can take whatever you might throw its way. When the red light's on, it's got to work.
Yeah, building on the success of their TwinPlex lav and headset range, Shure is expanding further into the sub-miniature market with their new IP57-rated Duraplex microphones. And today we're chatting to Shure product manager Stuart Stevens to explain the technology behind Duraplex.
Hi Stuart, welcome to the show once again. It's good to have you back with us.
So yeah, thank you for having me back.
Should we start with a quick overview of the Duraplex range? What's new?
So the Duraplex range is we have a range of Lavalier microphones as well as a headset option in various colors and connector types. So the standard color options are black, tan, cocoa and white for Lavaliers. And then we have black, tan and cocoa for headset choices. Again, bringing it down to a lower price point as well beneath TwinPlex.
So what differentiates that? I mean, I think Duraplex and TwinPlex, they're the same cable design. What's the difference though?
So yeah, you've got the Plex bit gives it away in that they both share this, what we're calling the Plex technology cable. What's a bit more different about Duraplex is TwinPlex itself was designed to kind of be the high tier theater environment, your West End productions. So that itself is a very kind of extremely kind of reliable cable. It's got a hydrophobic coating on the capsule. It will handle kind of sweat and makeup and stuff that you'll encounter in the theater world. But with Duraplex, shockingly, we wanted something that was a bit more durable and could handle more extreme environments. So one of the things is we looked at the actual element design. So TwinPlex features a dual diaphragm condenser element. Duraplex features a MEMS-based element. And part of the reason we chose that is our experience showed that the MEMS element gave us great performance in kind of extreme temperature environments, high temperatures, high humidity. It was just very consistent in terms of how to adapt to those changes. And then just from a manufacturing point of view, with TwinPlex, the manufacturing side of things, a lot of effort and work went into being able to make a dual diaphragmed condenser in what is a sub-miniature size or form factor. With Duraplex, we knew we wanted to bring down the price point and make it a more affordable offering. And part of that is looking at different ways we could redesign that capsule to kind of take away some of that manufacturing challenges that we have with TwinPlex.
So the Duraplex is a very small form factor. I think you describe it as a sub-miniature. What's the actual definition of a sub-miniature microphone?
So there's no kind of concrete definition, but generally across Shure and a lot of the other manufacturers of Lavalier microphones and headsets, anything really below like a 5 or 6 millimeter size can be considered sub-miniature. So Shure as a company have offered sub-miniature Lavaliers in the past with products like the MX-150 range. The WL-93 would be considered a sub-miniature Lavalier. And then TwinPlex falls within that kind of below 5 millimeter size. That's really where the sub-miniature name comes from.
Yeah, fair enough. And I don't know whether you covered this in your thing, but we've said, okay, there's a difference between Duraplex and TwinPlex, but the cable design is the same. Can you use the same cables between the systems?
Yeah, so the Plex cable is identical between the two. And one of the reasons is, like I said, we wanted Duraplex to be kind of very good in those extreme environments where you cannot afford to have lav mics fail. You're going to be getting them wet. They're going to be in kind of dusty, humid environments. Like if you consider some of the kind of productions that happen, like your nature documentaries, those kind of productions, you don't know. You might be going from 1 week in a humid rainforest at 99% humidity, and then the next week you're in the Sahara doing shoots there where you're facing dust and other sort of environments. So there was the capsule design, but also the cable. It features the dual redundant ground. So when we researched TwinPlex, we discovered that a common cause of failure amongst the Lavaliers is break in the shield. With the Plex cable, that dual redundancy just means that if you break that shield, you still maintain your ground continuity and therefore your resistance to kind of GSM interference. And it can also take the abuse of, like, when you're packing up at the end of the day, you just want to get stuff away quickly. So people might just wrap them around body packs, kind of just they'll get stretched as they're getting pulled through theater outfits and costumes, those sorts of things. And a big part of the Plex cable is being able to withstand that abuse.
Exactly. I'm sure none of us are guilty of just wrapping a microphone cable around our hand though and packing it away.
No. That comment certainly wasn't based on anything I've seen out in the field at all.
So I guess a big use of these mics, due to their size and toughness, are going to be theatres where they need to blend in with the costume design as well.
Yeah, and again, with Twinplex, that was a big point of it. We actually spent, I believe it was just over 5 years, researching different cable types for Twinplex, because on top of making sure that the actual internal cable structure was solid enough to withstand the abuse, as I said, of wrapping it round or being pulled through a costume when it's the actual transmitters mounted in, we also wanted to make sure that the outer jacket was able to cope with both industry standard kind of paint, makeup, chemicals that they put on there to color match a specific production, but also the cleaning chemicals that are used to then wipe off that paint and makeup. So things like isopropyl alcohol, it's common to just wipe off the makeup on these lav mics. And we needed that outer jacket to be secure enough that it wouldn't dry out and crack. And then another benefit that we discovered while researching this cable is, when somebody does wrap it around a body pack, you don't want those kinks and kind of different. Yeah, you know what I mean? The odd kinks you get in the cable remains. The memory effect. Yeah. The benefit of the Plex cable is that when it is wrapped up and it has been kind of just tucked into a wig or hidden in a costume, the lack of memory effect means that as long as you smooth it out a bit, it will return to a near enough straight and just allow you to really extend the life of those lav options.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can be, you know, that's the interesting thing there. You said all that, all of the things that it's capable of, its toughness, and we can be sure that, there's a pun there. We can be sure that Shure mics are going to be, tough and durable. But tell us a little bit about the testing process. If you've achieved IP57 ratings on it, how did you go about that?
Yeah, I just comment, it is one of those funny things where it is tough to mention a product like Duraplex without using the word durable. We've fallen into that trap before. But as a platform, like any other Shure product, it goes through our full range of standard Shure quality tests. So even if we weren't, before we get on to achieving the IP rating, it will go through our quality procedures in terms of humidity testing. It goes through extreme temperature changes where we will put it in a test chamber and drop it to -100°C and then rapidly bring it back up to temperatures in excess of 60 degrees C, just to see what those quick changes, what impact they have on the components. And then if we did get a failure, we would go back and see what components can we replace or improve to just basically ensure that they meet our quality standards. Above that, the IP rating, the ingress protection rating, the 57, the first number, the 5, relates to solid particles. So that's how well protected the microphone is against dust particles. And to achieve that, we actually have a dedicated IP5 test chamber. So we will take the lavs, we will put them in this test chamber, and it will kind of just circulate dust continuously for 8 hours. After that, we remove it, we just kind of blow on it, kind of get rid of some of the dust particles, and then just simply do like a voice test. We speak into the mic, put it through, and make sure it still meets our performance specifications. The second number, the 7, relates to the ability to being submerged in up to 1 meter of water for 30 minutes. So that is a simple test where we have a tank of water with a mic connected to it, and we just simply drop the mic in there, set a timer for 30 minutes, and then come back and make sure that once we flick the water off from the outside of the capsule, does it still, again, meet our performance requirements for frequency response and so on? So the submerging it in water was the easier of the two tests. We didn't have to find a dedicated dust chamber.
You've got to find a meter of water, though.
So what connection choices are these mics terminated with, Stuart?
So for the Duraplex range, we've just gone with the Limo 3-pin connector and the 4-pin mini TQG connector. These cover the vast majority of kind of wireless body pack systems that we see on the market. For those customers that need a bit more flexibility or want the ability to terminate on other connectors, maybe like a Sony Hirose connector or another 4-pin or 5-pin connector option, we would always recommend moving up to TwinPlex, because that's where you do have the flexibility of a no connector variant to self-terminate your lav options.
Right. Yeah. And what? So if I'm interested, I mean, maybe you, RRP. What sort of price point are we talking for each of them?
So for the lavs, there is a bit of a difference between the Limo and the TQG versions, just from complexity of the and cost of the Limo connectors. Yeah. So they're a little bit more expensive at about £295, including VAT. And then the TQG version is £275-ish.
Okay.
And then the headsets about £100 more than that. That's the one note that I forgot to bring was the headset price.
And
in terms of availability, Stuart, are they shipping now?
Yeah, these are shipping now. They're available. Contact your local Shure dealer for more information, I would say.
Absolutely. I'm sure they'll find it at the Shure website. That's brilliant. Look, thank you very much for coming in today and telling us all about it, Stuart. Thank you. And
thank you for having me again.
Not at all. And thanks to Media Proxy for their support. You'll find out more about them at mediaproxy.com. And all of our shows are also now available on podcast. See you next time.